Okay, so it's not the biggest problem in the world, but it's definitely one that causes a lot of confusion, especially if people started drinking already Erev Purim to get into Purim. So now you come to the Megillah, and no one really knows. The guy gets up there to daven Maariv. Oh yeah, I guess you're right. It doesn't work. Okay, in a year, I guess in a year when you don't have a tinus, it's a good aura. You're excited. You're so, or maybe it's the other way. You're so confused from the tinus. People get up there, you're half asleep. You get up there, you start davening Maariv. You say Shemar Esrei, it's a good aura. You say Shemar Esrei. Now what? Okay. And it's like, oh, everyone's filing in. The women are filtering in. The kids are running around the shul. Now what do? You said Shemar Esrei by Maariv. What Kaddish is recited? So normally, what Kaddish is recited by Maariv?
Kaddish Shalim.
But then, you're going to read the Megillah. You're going to say, I got the Kaddish, Rebbe Volatzion, right? Then you say another Kaddish? There's two Kaddish Shalim? Let's see. So very confusing. Usually the Chazan looks around and doesn't know what to do. Yeah. I can hear you. Isn't Kaddish Shalim? Correct. So when do you say Kaddish Shalim? So comes along the Kolbo and says, you only say Chatzi Kaddish after Shemona Esrei. Why? Well, he doesn't explain, but then what his order is Chatzi Kaddish. Then you do lay in the Megillah. Then you do the Volatzion, the Kaddish, right at the end, right? Afterwards. And then you do a Kaddish Shalim, implying that the Megillah is a chelek of davening, and since there's only one Kaddish Shalom at the end of Shemona Esrei, you do it totally at the end of everything. Yeah? That's sheet to number one.
Every Monday and Thursday. Every day. We say Kaddish after Shemona Esrei.
Exactly, he says. My next line is, this is exactly like Shacharis. Because I was talking about the night of Purim, and you're already bringing Shacharis. That's exactly what the Kolbo does, because that's the Svara. It should be the same exact as Shacharis. Shacharis by Purim, what do we do? And what do we do on a regular Monday, Thursday? We don't say Kaddish Shalim until after Asher Yuvo Tzion at the end of davening, right? Am I wrong? Yeah. Mesach Svar, Mesach Ashkenaz. We'll get to Svarim in a second. But okay, the same thing. They don't say Kaddish Shalim until all the way at the end. Fine. Okay, so why should the night of Purim be any different than waning shot on a regular Monday or Thursday morning? That's what the Kolbo says. The problem is that there's a Tosfos in Megillah who's going through the order of the davening and says, you say Kaddish Shalem after Shemona Esrei. Before the Megillah, before Asher Yuvo Tzion, or whatever, before Yuvo Tzion, whatever, at the end of Megillah, any of those stuff that you say at the end of Megillah, at the night, he says, you say Kaddish Shalem beforehand. The obvious question is, so why, by Shacharis, is it different than Maariv? By Maariv, we're saying a Kaddish Shalem right at the end of Shemona Esrei, but on a regular Monday, Thursday, and even in the Megillah in the morning, Tosfos seems to say, you only say a Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, before Megillah, and you only say Kaddish Shalem after Megillah. So which one is it? At night, you say Kaddish Shalem right at the end of Shemona Esrei. But in the morning, according to Tosfos, you say Kaddish Shalem after Megillah. So what's going on? So two answers. Answer number one is that what normally happens by Maariv? You say Shemona Esrei, then what happens? No? Yeah, but Kaddish Shalem, because what happens next?
We wait.
You wait 20 minutes. Megillah is called for 5:25. And what time does Megillah always start? 5:45. It's always 20 minutes after. You have to do the women file and the rabbi has to get up there and make an announcement. Yeah, okay. Everyone should say Baruch Baruch Shemo. And then there's this and this. There's a hefsik. So since there's a hefsik, says the Eli Rabba, say Kaddish Shalem at night after Shemona Esrei. Answer number one. Answer number two is that by Shacharis, anyway, we're breaking for the Kriyas HaTorah. Since anyway, we're going to have Kriyas HaTorah before we do the Megillah, and anyway, you're not going to do Kaddish Shalem until after Kriyas HaTorah. So then once you're already having Kaddish Shalem after Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, so you throw it in after Megillah as well. But you see from this, says the Rav Vosifrayim, that what? Rav Ephraim Grunwald, he says, you see that Megillah is not part of davening, according to this opinion. You can therefore, you want to front load, I have a great idea. It's a great move for people that are starved. The night of Megillah, I've got a great idea. Try spreading this. We'll come to our show here. We'll start that, yeah? Is that what happens? You should say all the stuff after Megillah, all the Shoshanas Yaakovs, whatever you want, before the Megillah. While you're waiting for the women to come for those 15 minutes, throw in the rest of davening. Aleinu, why not? What are you going to tell me? Oh, you have to go in the order. What order? Megillah is not part of davening. According to this thing that you're saying, Kaddish Shalem at the end of Shemona Esrei, right? Because we don't care about Megillah. Yeah, we throw in Megillah right there, of course. But you could say any other tefillah, as the Rav Yosef Chaim says, before Megillah. Because Megillah is not part of davening. It's a big chiddush. It would come out. That would be a nice move, I would suggest, to alleviate that awkward time of 10 minutes where no one's doing anything. You're waiting for the women to file in. Why don't you say all the stuff after Megillah, say it there. He doesn't really suggest that, the Rav Yosef Chaim. He says you could say it wherever you want. Fine. Now comes the tricky question. So let's take care of Sfaradim. Sfaradim, it's an easy one. So let's take care of Sfaradim, have it easy. You do Chatzi Kaddish. No Sfaradim, real Sfaradim. They do Chatzi Kaddish after Shmon Esrei. So then after the Megillah, they say Kaddish Shalim. It's a no-brainer. You have it easy. You don't have to think so hard. You do Chatzi Kaddish, then Megillah Shalim, only one Kaddish Shalim. The Ashkenazim or Nusach Sfarad is messed up. Because what do we do? We do Kaddish Shalim after Shmon Esrei, full Kaddish Shalim. Now we read the Megillah. We do Volatzim, whatever, at the end. Now what do you do? Now what Kaddish do you say? Kaddish Shalim again? Two Kaddish Shalims?
No.
It's really weird. No? Says the El Yerabah, you say two Kaddish Shalims, and he says this is the minhag. All of a sudden, everyone attacks the Al Yerabah with Aruch HaShulchan. He says, that's crazy. Two Kaddish Shalims? The whole point of Kaddish Shalim is to end off Shmona Esrei. So why are you saying two Kaddish Shalims? You said Kaddish Shalim once. So says the Magen Avraham and says the Aruch HaShulchan. You know what you do? You say Kaddish Shalim without the middle line of Tiska Bel Tzlosan. Weird. It's very weird. Where else do you find this? You get rid of Tiskah Bel Tzlosan. You never find that a Chazin, I don't think, does it. Avelim sometimes do that. All right. But a Chazin, who's not an Avel at all, doesn't have to be an Avel, right? Deletes Kaddish Tiskah Bel after the Megillah. Why? Because this way you get best of both worlds. If you're Kaddish Shalim after Shmona Esrei, then you do the Megillah, then you have a full Kaddish minus Tiskah Bel. So what does Mishnah Berurah say? Do you pass him this way? Look at me like it's the craziest thing ever. Mishnah Berurah brings down both opinions. He either says, one opinion says two Kaddish Shalims, second opinion says Kaddish Shalim, then Kaddish Shalim minus Tiskah Bel. No, how do you pass him? If Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you, what do? You go to Rabbeinu Ardi. So what does Rabbeinu Ardi say? Both Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad, not a Machlokas. Omer Chazan Kaddish Shalim, Vekori Megillah. So far, so good, yeah? Okay. Then Achrei Shoshanis Yaakov, Omer Vyata Kadosh, Kaddish Shalim below Tiskah Bel. So Rabbeinu Ardi scroll Paskins for you, taking a side in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is not clear who you Paskin like, and says so it's Kaddish Shalim after Kaddish, after Shmon Esrei. Then you read the Megillah, then you do a Kaddish Shalim without Tiskah Bel. I'll just end with you a final tidbit based on this. Okay, ready? Now we have to go to take your head out of Purim for a minute. Okay, your head's out of Purim. We'll end with this brain teaser. Okay, guy's getting up for a regular Monday, Thursday. Regular Monday, Thursday, you told me he does Chatzi Kaddish after Tachnun, then they wane, and then you do Kaddish Shalom at the end after everything. Yeah? Let's say you. Yeah, okay, fine. Mask him, fine. But you don't get to Kaddish Shalom until the end. Let's say you botch it, and you jump the gun, and you say Kaddish Shalem right after Tachnun, before you take out the Sefer Torah. Yeah?
Some shittas hold that just Ashrei Volatzion calls for a full Kaddish.
Oh, so go one second, steal my thunder. Says the Beis Shlomo, that's a big chiddush. Beis Shlomo doesn't say your chiddush. Beis Shlomo said, take the smug and have rum. If you do a Kaddish Shalem early, and you need to have another Kaddish Shalom later on, just delete the paragraph to Skabel, and you're fine. So you see, from Purim, that's a thing. So then if you say Kaddish Shalom early by accident Monday, Thursday, you say full Kaddish Shalom, then you wane, then you say Kaddish Shalom minus to Skabel after Asher Yuval Tzion, and everything is good. Comes along with Zoberstein and says, what do you mean? It's totally different. Exactly what you said. That by Purim, the Avol Tzion that you say at the end of Megillah, that's not really Avol Tzion. That's not Takadosh. You know what that is? That's a tehillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Asher V'Hatzion that we say on a regular Monday and Thursday, every morning we say, that's like a quasi Shmona Esrei. So therefore, for that, if you mess up and say a Kaddish Shalim too early, you say a whole nother Kaddish Shalim at the end. But by Megillah, if you say Kaddish Shalim after Shmona Esrei, you definitely do not repeat another Kaddish Shalim. So I'll just sum up and then I'll take your question. To sum up, I know it's very confusing. It's all the Kaddish probably tuned out, like I tuned out. We're trying to figure it out. I just want to know what to do. At the end of the day, halacha l'maisa, if you're Sephardi, it's very easy. Chatzi Kaddish before Megillah, Kaddish Shalim after Megillah. If you're Ashkenazi, you're Nusach Sephardi, you're messed up, you don't really know what to do. So you do Kaddish Shalim after Shmon Esrei. Then you have a second, huh? No, before Shmon
Esrei. No, after Megillah.
Right, yeah. So for Ashkenazim, you do Kaddish Shalim right after Shmon Esrei. Then you read the Megillah. Then you say another Kaddish, but you delete the phrase Tiskabo. But if you say Tiskabo, you definitely have Poskim to rely upon. Yeah, your question, then we'll end. Should have a Kaddish Shalim. Why? Because there's no vote. Oh, you're saying because of Asher V'Hatzion. I hear you. I'm not sure if the Asher V'Hatzion by Shabbos Mincha constitutes this like its own Shmon Esrei. I'm not sure what the purpose. That's all another shir. Why do you have Asher V'Hatzion by Mincha before Shmon Esrei? Is that like constitute its own Kaddish Shalim, its own Shmon Esrei? I'm not sure. I have to look into that. It's a good question though. Shkoyach, everyone. Everyone should just remember not to mess up the Kaddishes.